Proverbs 15:16 says, "Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith." Most of those listening to this devotional don't really know what it means to have just a little. But because prosperity is so vast and generally experienced in our country, then those who don't drive Teslas or don't live in gated communities or attend Ivy League or private schools and so forth, they think they're not rich. When I grew up, I lived in a nice home in a nice neighborhood. My parents owned the home, and it's been completely paid off for many years now. They owned a car, and my dad drove a company car. We had nice things, nice clothes. We took trips for summer vacations and had big family gatherings with plenty of food on birthdays and holidays and all kinds of gifts at Christmas and on our own birthday. My family lived in luxury, especially when compared with the rest of the world in the 70s and 80s, and even more so when compared to how families around the world have lived throughout human history. But I thought we were pretty poor. Why? Because I lacked perspective and wisdom. I had friends whose houses were twice as big as ours. They had nicer, newer cars. They wore designer jeans and had all the latest gadgets. I had friends who received new cars on their 16th birthday. I even had one friend who was handed the set of keys to a 1969 classic mint condition car bought by his parents the year he was born. So my more than adequate lifestyle in a home where there was no drugs or drunkenness, no violent abuse or even verbal abuse other than what my siblings and I dished out toward each other, it just seemed a bit impoverished as I coveted what others had. But once I left home and had to make my own way and pay my own bills, I started to gain some perspective when it came to material things. And as life went on and I had to deal with adulthood, with the consequences of sin, the sorrow of betrayal, and the chaos of life without God, that's when I really started to gain perspective. When I got saved, I was coming to grips with the truth of this proverb: "Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith." Since being saved, I've watched those who have no fear of the Lord, and what I see is disastrous and sad. Many of the most rich and famous people I've ever known have ended in suicide, drug overdose, or just prison. They had great treasure, but nothing but trouble therewith in the end. And I don't have time nor even need to begin listing all the names and examples. Unless you've been living under a rock, you've had to have seen and heard the same reports I have. And if you need a little more convincing, just do an internet search using the terms celebrity suicide or celebrity drug overdose or celebrities in prison, or use the word elites or famous with those same terms. You'll have enough reading material to last for days on end. Now, it is true that Christians suffer. Christians sometimes make bad choices. Most of us have. And we can suffer consequences for those choices. But again, that's when Christians get out of line and don't live according to the fear of the Lord. Thus, even then, our proverb is true. It's also true that Christians living with the fear of the Lord can suffer persecution, and much worse, at the hands of the wicked. But again, our proverb remains true, because you and I are better off suffering for the Lord than that wicked person who is mistreating you, but then dies and goes to hell for eternity. And all I can tell you is that I know that my life would have been terrible had I lived without the fear of the Lord. The trouble I had before Christ was horrendous, and the peace I've experienced with Christ, even when there is some trouble, and since becoming His child, is way better. I wouldn't take, or as the old Southern Gospel song says, I wouldn't take nothing for my journey now. I'm so thankful to have been saved by the blood of Christ, and in the only way to heaven, to be with Jesus forever, where we will bid this troublesome old world goodbye.